E-Radio, l'invité de la rédaction, Hélène Bataille.
Carla Simón est une réalisatrice et scénariste espagnole. Elle est née à Barcelone, en Catalogne, et est notamment connue pour ses films « Été 93 » et « Alcaraz », connus en français sous le nom de « Nos soleils ». Ces films ont fait l'objet d'une rétrospective au festival Premier Plan à Angers. Hello Carla Simón. Your movie Alcaraz was shown in Angers. What inspired you to create this film? Like, how came the idea?
So my family cultivate peaches in Alcaraz, which is a village in Catalonia. And I think the idea came to me when my grandfather died, because it made me think, you know, we take for granted this space that we all share, where my uncles pick the peaches, no, and with these trees. But what would happen if one day these disappear, no? And then I realized that actually this is happening a lot, because this way of doing agriculture in a small family business, it's no longer sustainable as it used to be. So many families are starting to just sell their land to big companies that will cultivate it in another way, more intensive, no? And so this is something that is not only happening in the family of the film, it's happening for real everywhere there.
I was a bit surprised when I watched the movie, because usually you know who the main character is.
Yeah.
But in this one, I feel like everyone is important. And finally, the protagonist is the whole family, isn't it?
The idea was always to make an ensemble film and to talk about a family crisis, no? That they are about to lose the land and how they all react to that, no? And it was more like, so the protagonist is the family and how the emotions of one affect the other one. And this is when we share the same roof, there is something that we, like, we act as an only body somehow, you know, emotionally wise. And it was very difficult to write, because and also to cast, because it's many characters, but at the same time it was very interesting to kind of find this way to talk about family, which is something that because I have a big family, I'm very interested in.
How did you cast the actors? How did you find this family?
So they are all non-actors. They are people from this area, because I wanted them to have like a strong relationship to the land, and also to speak this specific Catalan dialect that they speak in this area. And I wanted them to be farmers. So basically, we did a huge casting, very long, looking for all these characters. And luckily, we started before COVID, this casting. So we went to like village festivities, places where there were a lot of people, and we invited them to come to the casting. And I asked them questions first, and then we tried to act, and some of them were really good, and they are in the film.
How is it to film with kids? There are three or four kids in the movie, and their performance is really authentic. I think a lot of people in the audience recognize themselves in it. So, yeah, how do you make it so, yeah, to look so natural?
I love working with kids, because it gives you something that it's always unexpected. Obviously, it's hard, it's not easy, but everything is very alive when you have kids on set, no? And not only for them, also for the adults, because they kind of forget about themselves and they have to react to the kids, no? And basically, for me, the casting of them is very important, to make sure that we try to find, but not only for the kids, for all the characters, like people who are really similar to the characters that I wrote, so somehow they don't have to create a character, and this is the first step. And then we rehearse a lot. Like we don't rehearse the film itself. We spend a lot of time together, playing to be a family and improvising moments that they could have had as a family. Sometimes it's just like, okay, we are having lunch, we are cooking, we go for shopping, but then also we work on the relationships that make sense for the film, no?
Did you have some guidelines regarding colors, ambience, the vibe? Because there is a specific ambience in your movie. Is it specific to Catalonia?
Yeah, it's very specific from this place. And I like this place very much, because I usually call it the Catalan Far West, because it's really flat. And this, even if this is my mom's village, I don't live there. I live in the mountains, so for me, When I go there and I see this sky, you know, and all the fields, that the nature is very particular because it's not wild nature. It's nature that it's kind of manipulated by men because it's like all this tree that they planted, no? So basically the idea was to try to film this space not from a perspective of someone who comes from like far, no, but from the perspective of someone who lives there, no, and we didn't want to idolize this world of agriculture because it's hard. So we tried to shoot, let's say, in like difficult light hours, no, like midday, and to feel the heat and to feel this landscape more from the perspective of the people who work the land.
Would you say Alcaraz is the follow-up of Summer 93?
It's it's kind of, because now I'm preparing another film that I think it's like a trilogy somehow with Summer and Alcaraz, but they are separate films. You don't have to see them together at all, because they have nothing to do with one another. It's just that they talk about family and they talk about my families. So somehow this is why I think of them as something that go together. But Summer 1993, my first film, was about the family of my biological mom, and Alcaraz is about the family of my adoptive mom, no? So this is like the difference, but they don't really share characters or anything like that.
You're right about your family, your own story. Do you find it easier, or can it be also difficult sometimes to talk about your personal story, to reveal, in a sense, your intimacy?
It depends, but usually I find it easier because I can find the questions and the answers on myself, no? And then obviously I need to share when I write. I need to share the script with other people just to make sure that it's not interesting only for me, no? And to kind of think of the story in a more like universal or generic way, no? And this obviously is an exercise of like detaching from your own story, no? But I find it interesting, and also it helps me grow somehow, not only professionally but also personally, no?
You wrote the scenario of Summer 93 in Angers when you were resident at Les Ateliers d'Angers.
Yeah.
How was this experience?
So, because it was my first film and it was very personal, I did some workshops, and one of them was here in the atelier. And it was very interesting because we spent some days here in summer and then during the festival as well in January. And I got some feedback of people who came to give some master classes and read the scripts. And it was very, very useful, yeah.
Summer 93 and Alcaraz have won several awards. How do you feel? Are you proud?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I feel that I'm very lucky to have done like these films that I believe I made it the way I wanted, no? And I told what I wanted, and suddenly they connected to the people and to receive these awards. So I feel like I'm lucky, because this not always happened, and I'm conscious, and I also think that it won't always happen to me either.
So these two movies are long films, but you also did shorts.
Mm.
What is the process to go from short to long? Is it very different?
Well, honestly, like when I started making shorts, and I think that the decisions you have to take when you make a short film, a fiction short film, are very similar to the ones that you have to do when you are making a feature film, because you have to still choose the actors, the location, but everything is shorter and a little bit easier somehow, or at least it takes less time, no? But then I like to, because I kept making shorts after Summer and after Alcaraz even, and I like to go back to making shorts from time to time, because I feel that it's a more like free space, because you don't need so many people and so much time and so much money. It's something that you can do more like from the inside, no? And whatever you feel like telling everything can go a little bit faster, because cinema is a very slow art. So yeah, I don't know. For me, it's a territory to just explore and try out things that maybe in a future films is maybe too risky to try, or you know. So it's very interesting. Yeah.
Thank you, Carla Simon.
Euradio vous a présenté l'invité de la rédaction. Retrouvez les podcasts de la rédaction dès maintenant sur euradio.fr.